Hello everyone, this is Kai. This is another episode of All Things Kai, and it's titled Something About Mary. I am both my father and mother's child, but does that make me a spoiled brat? I think not, because being the only child for as long as I was, I got showered with all the love a cute little princess could get, yet I learned that I could only depend on myself mostly without losing sight of everyone around me who needs a smile, a hug, a comforting gesture to make their lives easier. So like I said, this episode is titled Something About Mary, and I will be talking about the lives of some of the women I know, without mentioning their names of course. I will be talking about their personal journeys, at least the much I know. First, I would like to start with Mrs. A. She's a beautiful mother of four and a grandmother of one. She's happily married, has an infectious love for life. She's honest and loving and fair. She's also blunt and to the point. She doesn't see the need to dally or be anything but blunt. A different Mrs. A, however, is the mother of three, who is, despite her marriage troubles, cheerful, hopeful, funny and loving. She's always ready to lend an ear, offer some advice when asked. Then there is a Miss B, who is full-bodied, fun, adventurous. With all these good qualities, all her good nature is buried under several tons of resentment and insecurity from several years past. I also know a Miss J, who happens to be a single mother of one. She's hardworking and very dedicated to her craft. Her family turned their backs on her when she got pregnant with little Claire, and her boyfriend deserted her. But she bravely fought on, and she's all the better for it. A Mrs. O just had her second baby, and by C-section as well, she's having to pick up the pieces of her marriage, all the while wondering how to live with the public spectacle her significant other has made of her marriage. She used to be quiet, sweet, fun-loving, but definitely not after several years of infidelities, near destitution, and open hostility. Miss D, who is soon to be Mrs. J, had an appointment with a psychologist after being near suicidal upon discovering that her betrothed is expecting a baby by his maid. Yes, you heard it. He's expecting a baby by his maid. I guess where I'm going with all of this is kindness. Kindness. We all should learn to have courage and be kind. Courage because that's what it takes to be nice and fair to someone who is rude or cruel to you, who is always bitter or treats you with indifference. We come across people all the time, men, women, who we never quite know what battles they're fighting privately. A person's essential self or current circumstances isn't always mirrored on their faces. And in dealing with everyone, you never know who your smile or your little gesture saves. For instance, a neighbor who's always been cruel to me recently apologized, saying that she didn't know why she did what she did. She was surprised I chose to respond with kindness. I smiled and told her, "We all respond to our problems differently. Have courage and be kind."